Okay. Good hey, Tircha. Things are also because of Tircha. Ubay Basi. It's also Lasia Valisa Metatalov of Kule Basa Bukalamay. You're not allowed to carry with your belongings and your the utensils from your house, Bukalamayid, Midirisha Bukhatzula, Dirisha Bukhatzaras, from one apartment to another apartment. Now feel Midira Kaura Ladira now, even if you have to move from a disgusting apartment to a nice apartment. From one house to another house, and in one chatzar is mutter. If the chatzeres are close to each other, and there's a door between them, mutter lo chavetzim, you can bring the chavetzim that way. In a place of loss, mutter lo here, it's mutter even from city to city. Shalai, even from one apartment of yours to another, it's a simchas yamta for him. So this is this. It's not so common, this question. People that are moving after Pesach, that's what they ask. Can they start moving? So it depends. If it's within a city eruv, so it's not really malachas, then really it's okay. Right, but the question that people are asking is if they're going away for the second days and they're coming back for Shabbos, they want to already put away all their Pesach stuff. So that's allowed because there's no malacha involved. It's all within your own house. It's
But it's all tircha.
tircha, but it's tircha within your house. It's okay.
Can you put it away on? You
Let's
can't put it
see.
away on Yontif.
Not on Yontif, no, Cholamayit. Yeah. If he wants to bring his fruit or other schayra because he's scared because of crooks or any other laws, whatever he can do with tzina, he does. If you can't do tzina, then you can even do it publicly. But if you planned on doing this on Chol HaMoed, that's not allowed. Fine. Kuvav, dine mekach hu memkar b'cholamayit. Doing business of cholamayit. Voi chesiv. So Aleph, kol scharas asura bein liknos bein nimkar. Any business is also whether you're buying, whether you're selling. Rakam is damal rebach meruba. If you get a big opportunity to make a major profit, yochal liknos v'limkar b'tzina, then you can buy and sell b'tzina v'yoytzi l'chvayit yamtif, yoysa mimashayi v'dayit l'hoytzi. And then you should spend the kavod yomtiv more than you planned on spending.
Hold on a second. It
Beis
starts. Hold on a second. It continues with this. Okay, maybe. Okay, fine. Right, maybe I have
what's the
an old
problem?
one.
You have a
Okay, never
different
mind.
version?
Sorry. Yeah. Okay, never mind. Yeah.
Okay. So what comes up with this is a guy has a big opportunity. He thinks to make money in the stock market, right? Right, so you want to buy stocks, it's a mamash a grig, so then you're allowed to if it's a major thing. Or if you have business, if you have a product that you, if you don't sell it now, you're going to lose even from the keren, meaning not you're not going to lose profit, you're going to actually lose from your principal. Then you're allowed to sell because that's called double. If you're not concerned that it's going to lose, you're just not going to profit. And that's a very fine line that people have a very hard time understanding. You're not allowed to sell. Mikri, not making a profit is not called a loss. Meaning a
Yeah,
guy.
but if you have a case of macarons, you better sell them now. Right.
No, but that, well, you mean because it's going to go down. Meaning, if you bought macaroons to sell on Chol HaMoed, that's what you're
Right.
saying, right?
Right.
And you planned on making, you bought it for $2, you planned on selling it for $3. Then comes the last day Yom Tov. If you sell it for $2, you'll at least make back your principal. But if you don't sell
Right.
it tomorrow for $2, then yes, then it's going to go down. Then 100%, that's a good example. Gimel, Im Chol Yerid, Shu Yoyma Shuk Kabbalah. If it happens that there's a Yerid, what we call it, like a flea market, it's a Yom HaShuk that comes every once in a while. A Yom HaShuk Shebechol Shavua, or like, Sunday flea markets. And now it's before the Chagim of the Goyim, that many purchasers come. Mutter to sell the kibin shu davar she'ain tadir, since it's not something that comes around a lot. Hashvina gam minias arevach kamay hefsid. In that case, that minias arevach is called a hefsid. Meaning, let's say Easter week, which always falls out on Pesach. Well, let's say Easter week, and you sell eggs, right? So that's your whole parnasa. So then you'd be allowed to, even if it's not necessarily a large gain, right?
Yeah.
Somebody's got a mute there. Yeah, so even if it's not such a big profit, you're allowed to. But if it's just the regular Sunday flea market, that's also. Sometimes you have businessmen or ships that come and they sell for cheap and they buy for expensive, and they don't come around that often. Those guys you can buy from them and sell to them. Somebody needs to buy wine at the time of the harvest. That it should be for his to drink a whole year. And after that, the prices of wine went up. He could buy in a chalamayid, but for business, it's also to buy. Hey, dvarim, things that are required for chalamayid, going peiros for tavlin, fruits and spices, markim gedarkan afilu b'farhesia. You could sell it in the regular way, even in public. And once you're allowed to open the store for Yisrael, mutanalufagam. Right? This is why grocery stores, restaurants are all allowed to open on Chalamayit, right? Litpaya Chayvais Nagin Lahakal to go to do what do you call it? Debt collection is Motor Afilum Yisrael, Shem the Chayshman the Dover Avid, because it's considered a Dover Avid. Zayin Lahavis Beribis Laakam Arogalatzlai Mutter to lend Beribis to a guy who is used to is Mutter to have a Dover Avid, Shalayagalasatzmi. It's a lacha. This is another important point. Do you have a customer who you lend money to and you make interest on it, and he comes on Chol HaMoed for a loan? Now, you're not going to make major money. You're not going to take a loss either. You're just not going to make a profit. But if you turn him away, he's going to go to a different lender, and then you may lose a customer for life. That's called a davar avad. And if he lends to a guy that's not rogel, yotzei a ribis mishua achas l'simchas yomtiv, then his ribis. He should take 1 week of the interest and use it for Simchas Yomtiv. All right, and to sell product to somebody who never came to him before, that's also. And then it doesn't help to do it and add on to Simchas Yomtiv. But to somebody who's a steady customer, that's mutter. That they shouldn't go to others. Right? It's a common question. The guy says, "I'm not really doing business, but I want to do customer service calls to my people so that they don't go other." Yeah, that's all mutter. Ches chilaf matbois, also money changing, is also, unless you need it. If you need to change the money in order to be able to buy things, then it would be mutter. Okay, we will stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. Good Moed and a good Yom Tov.